of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I
listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live in the Vancouver UBC campus on traditional unceded Coast Salish territory. And you're listening to VVM's White Christmas. VVM, one of the earlier projects of Leyland Kirby, sound artist, collage artist, pianist, and composer, based out of Manchester, I believe. Many decades. So being as the station is located within the purview of a student body, a community body, but you know, a student radio society, right now I'm broadcasting from the base of student life at the University of British Columbia, the AMS Nest, and outside I'm seeing, there are trees and there's carols playing, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing outside. Now, it is not even American November yet, and yet these holiday materials distributing, colonizing our ocular senses. Well, it's hard not to pay attention to. And so, I'm gonna do my best to sort of redivert from the messaging there and really debase myself in auto-criticism, parody, the kind of satiric snark that is so ostentatious and sophomoric that it would really make you blush to think about it. So let's not take that tact, actually, and instead just listen to some good music. We're going to listen to some good music today, starting off Carl Liz Coverdale and LXV with the track Disney. All right, cue it up. Enjoy, please.
Thank you.
That was Carla's Coverdale and LXV's Disney, and it was the first time I'd actually heard that track in full, and I have to say I was caught off guard by how that composition came to a conclusion. It was really, really quite tender and beautiful, which I'm being entirely honest with you right now, which makes me very upset that I have to disrupt it with this farcical 90s era clip I've lined up now, but we will return soon with some comments about what you have just heard in case you would like to pursue that music further, and some more music as well.
And if we do that, don't worry, we affectionately call it Geek Speak.
When we do, we'll sound the Nerd Alert.
And that's when we'll explain in plain English what we're talking about. For example, a nerd is someone whose life is focused on computers and technology. But a geek is someone whose life is focused on computers and technology and likes it that way.
What is with all these dichotomies, these false dichotomies we have to establish?
Mark your calendars. Discorder Magazine's fall fundraiser is around the corner. Wander out of your multi-week post-Halloween stupor and directly into the Astoria this November 19th for live performances by Revered, TV Ugly, Mesa Luna, and Late Spring. DJ Danny Vancouver will have all night sets in between the bands. With doors opening at 8, tickets are only $5 at the door before 10 p.m. and $10 after. Proceeds go towards supporting Vancouver's longest-running independent music magazine. Discorder needs your help to stay in print, so come on up for a night of sweet tunes and keep alt coverage of Vancouver and Canadian music, arts, and culture alive. Visit www.discorder.ca for all the details.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you are now rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
Now, I'm not sure if I can relay the content of those two advertisements you've just heard to you in full accuracy, but perhaps I can offer a recollection. Yes, the Discorder fundraiser is tomorrow. Discorder, in case you don't know, is that magazine from CITR. It is Vancouver's oldest independent music magazine. Been around for over 30 years now. We do great coverage every month, two double issues in a year, so there are 2 months where we're on hiatus, but nonetheless, just absolutely fantastic space for emerging journalists to cover alternative and emerging art that does not ordinarily receive coverage. In many cases, many artists who nowadays would pass on to larger publications like Noisy, but still, even then, artists that do not cheer so closely to that standard of success, and Discorder is one of the only places you'll be able to find coverage of those particular scenes. So, if your Thursday tomorrow is open, come out to the Astoria. It's $5 for 10 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun. People will be dancing, enjoying drinks. There is a pool table. Pinball is provided. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it all goes towards supporting the great stuff we do at Discorder. Which, if you are interested as a writer, photographer, artist, or a contributor in any other number of myriad ways in this organizational synthesis that is an independently published magazine, then check us out online and really contact any one of our editors, and we'd love to get you involved. Cara Liz Coverdale, an LXV collaborative album, Sirens, released on Humor Rex. Cara Liz Coverdale, been familiar with for a few months, a producer from Montreal. A lot of interest in a sort of what I would describe as a sort of cybernetic utopianism. Not naive, but certainly flirting with those ideas, with just the mesh of voice and electronics in a real cybernetic sense. LXV, I'm more indeterminate about, but as a collaborative unit, the track we heard, Disney, well, I thought it was quite beautiful. And again, the album Sirens, available on Humor Rex, or, you know, look for it online if you'd like to hear a bit more. You're listening to Cue It Up right now. And ordinarily, this far into a show, I would have arrived at, for better or worse, some kind of conceit or concept, you know, just to a gimmick. Because, you know, if everything needs a gimmick, you got to have some kind of gimmick. There's no just being good anymore. And for those who cannot even aspire to that level of quality, a gimmick is all you have. Unfortunately, looking outside, again, for those who are just tuning in, I am in the Student Union building of UBC. Christmas decorations of all kinds have popped up around. Of course, you know, in a vague and tentative sense, they're called holiday decorations, the euphemistic language of bureaucracy. It's all nonsense. Of course, we know that these are set up for Christmas and that it's a faux multiculturalism we are being fed. Many of the holidays that fall within this season do not even arrive until after Christmas has ended and a holiday period has ceased to be. So really, we're talking about Christmas, regardless of how much you censor the Christian iconography. So, but, you know, all this good cheer, the nice Christmas vibes coming through the window, this multidisciplinary setup, it's really inspiring me to be a sincere and straightforward person today. So next up, we're going to listen to Martialis 1 from Babel, a Toronto artist I played slice off his release Maze, also on Arachnidiscs, which again, Toronto label, last week, or Hamilton label, somewhere in Ontario. Anyhow, Babel, producer, Jacob Rellinger, also of Moonword, Transmit, bands which are also available via Arachnidiscs. Very good. Martialis. Of or pertaining to Mars. Synthesizer meditations on the red planet. Not of the red planet. We are talking about actual physicality and positioning in an extraplanetary geographical sense. So you are about to hear something very next stellar, exceptional, grade A, Babel, Martialis. And then after that, we're going to listen to some Jalen footwork artist from Gary, Indiana, who I've absolutely loved throughout the year with her incredible release, Dark Energy. And Lodic, a Berlin-based producer of techno and noise, who has just released a new album, Agitations, I believe is the name, and we're going to hear something off that. Stay tuned.
Corner. On Friday, November 20th at 7 p.m., come on down to Horse Records on East Hastings for Morning Coo's release party for her debut album, Baby Blue, featuring special performances by Tough Customer and Number 213. Tickets are by donation, with all proceeds going to the Downtown Eastside Women's Center. Check out Morning Coo on Facebook for more information.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
There's a particular political gesture in the music of, more overtly for Lodic, less so for Jalen, that I've become conscious of now, as you're listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. And it's that I've taken a very straight-edged, straight-faced approach to today's show in the light of music, which I... Do not want to approach with the self-defeating, sense of bathos or to overinflate the importance of, in any case or another. But that music ought to be alienating and, well. Let's start with Lodic. For Lodic, an artist who is very interested in queering techno, who occupies a space of minority in a Teutonic society living in Berlin, the ease with which genres like techno, club spaces, spaces of alterity can be co-opted into, you know, adventures into the underworld, brief deviations from the norm for those who have hegemonic power, who can merely briefly occupy these spaces for a while before re-engaging with the greater society, as opposed to those who require spaces of alterity and difference in order to survive. So Lotik, whose new album, Agitations, available on Janus, quote-unquote, a reclamation of confidence. Very noisy album, but not in a turnt lip sort of way, not a tongue-in-cheek way. Very much a statement of anger and aggression born out of self-defense, but also a lot of romanticism in that track. A beautiful sort of melody that creeps in near the end. So very interesting what's happening there. For that, we heard Jalen, of course, footwork producer from Gary, Indiana, home of Michael Jackson. And others, I assume. Andy, is anyone else from Gary, Indiana? Freddie Gibbs. Rap star Freddie Gibbs from Gary, Indiana. And Jalen, well, her work is just fantastic. I'm running short on time, so I can't... talk so much about that, but Dark Energy has been one of my favorite albums throughout the year, and as we come to the end of 2015, when we have to codify the myriad experiences and feelings that we've had throughout the year, rarefy them into lists of phenomena, top 10 films, top 10 albums, top 10 weekend excursions, scoops of ice cream, etc. Jalen will be up there for me. Babel, before that, we heard Babel on Arachnidiscs with Martialis One. Quite good, I would say. Arachnidiscs, one of Canada's finest labels for alternative music. Speaking of alternative, it's now time for Cued Up to hit that key male 18 to 30 demographic with some hot indie hits from 103.Never, who will be playing at acclaimed Granville Strip club/venue. It will be poppin'. Venue, that is, the one next to the McDonald's. 106.9 Never, of course, just released new album, Garden of Delete. We're going to listen to a track off that, Ezra. Then after that, we're going to listen to some James Ferrero, who'll be opening for 106. And James, quite a big fan of him, quite a big fan of his frequent collaborator, Spencer Clark, back when they were a duo, I believe, although I think they were called Skaters. But Spencer Clark, Pacific Sound Division, fantastic stuff happening there. James Ferrero, I've never dug into quite as much, but he has just released a new album, Skid Row, which I think is absolutely phenomenal. And after that, we're going to listen to Dry Heave, a hardcore band, I want to say, from, somewhere east of British Columbia. It all boils into a huge porridge for me, being the ignorant Cascadian that I am, savvy only to the contours of British Columbia's streams and valleys. Anyhow, after that, we're going to listen to some Moss Harvest and Ian William Craig, if we have time. However, I've been talking a lot this show, so we're going to try and keep it going, and I will talk a bit less. Well, no tricks, point never. Ezra. I am very sorry. I actually haven't put this track up, so I'm gonna talk a bit more next week. Cue It Up will be back on. And I've had this ongoing commitment to return to a sort of a more pre-produced format, something I can do some interesting mockumentary work with, collage work with. I've always been a huge fan of Guy Maddin. I would like to transplant that aesthetic style to the radio format, being as I have no skill and thus must work within the medium of collage. Just kidding. Collage is a very serious artistic medium, but I do have no skill. Well, no tricks, point never. Ezra, please enjoy.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Okay, so you've been listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC, on unceded traditional Coast Salish Musqueam land. You just heard Dry Heave from Calgary, Alberta. Calgary, it was, actually. So, you know, my Eastern homogeneity joke was even more completely off the mark. More than incorrect as a parodic statement if I was parodizing anything but myself as a Vancouverite. Track was Controversial, Dry Heave, noisy post-punk four-piece from Calgary. Carter, Kyle, Igor, Dan, thank you. Sort of a conceptual theme going on with this. Got the ringtone in there. Got discarded cell phones, ephemera, electronic waste on the cover of this album, Controversial from Dry Heave. Check it out. One of my favorite hardcore releases of the year. We're listening to Massive Rigid Bodies right now from Moments of Inertia. The artist is Moss Harvest out of Halifax, I want to say. Now, if we have time, we're going to play a track from Ian William Craig's new album, Ian William Craig from Edmonton, now based in Vancouver. A very special artist. One of my favorites living in British Columbia. Backtracking again. We're going back and forth here, turning in circles. Before Dry Heave, we heard James Ferrero with the track Pollution off the album Skid Row, sort of a companion piece to his 2013 release. I believe it's called NYC 3 AM Hell, whereas that album was about New York, city he has lived in quite frequently, periods of time. Skid Row is a new album from this year, which for me, I think might be peak Ferrero. It's about the sister city of New York, of course, Los Angeles. And now, not to discount Ferrero's theoretical capabilities, but as a work of poetry, as in that sense, it might be Ferrero's strongest work to me. The conjunction of his knowing what to do with his production capabilities and his lyrical form, his really, I think, idiosyncratic form of delivery make Skid Row a very powerful piece about Los Angeles, about the phenomena of Los Angeles, about the specter of Los Angeles. But in terms of the theorizing around it, well, I recommend you just read Baudrillard or something like that. J.G. Ballard. I don't know, watch a Cronenberg flick. Good album, though. For that, we heard 106 Point Never, song Ezra, off of Garden of Delete, that just released. And, you know, I'm sure you can find information about that. It's everywhere. It's a phenomenon. That's what these things are nowadays. So 2 minutes away from Steve Zhang's show, Asian Wave 101. Show about Chinese pop, Korean pop. Tune in if you're interested in news, commentary, cultural, situational, the context of the songs in this, in these streams, because you will receive details of the utmost quality if you stay tuned in to CITR. And at 5 p.m., the Arts Report, one of our prized collectives, will also be here. So tune in for that, because that's always a load of fun. This has been a Cue It Up, a decidedly non-conceptual episode today. If you were hoping for something irreverent, maybe next week I'll have regained my capability to smile and laugh and take pleasure in the exchange of that sort of mutual self-deprecation to tune in and lie at the altar of debasement. Massive Rigid Bodies by Moss Harvest. We're closing on this track. This is John. See you next week.